Welcome to Founders in Focus, where we'll pull back the curtain on the startup world and bring listeners along for the ride as we speak with visionary founders and entrepreneurs who are leveraging their passions, experiences, knowledge, and networks to address complex global problems and bring innovative solutions to the table. Be sure to check out our first official episode where you'll hear from four founders about their unique backgrounds and ideas to change the way we live, from food to fintech to animal welfare and everything in between. For now, though, we thought it'd be helpful to get to know more about who's going to be hosting this podcast and what to expect from future episodes. Big shocker here, I'm sure, but one half of the co-host duo behind Founders in Focus is me. I'm Jordan Tyler, Director of Media at BSM Partners and the host of the Barking Mad podcast, where we're bringing pet parents, pet industry professionals, veterinary experts, and other pet lovers no-nonsense commentary, fresh insights, and bold discussions about all things pet care. But I'm super thrilled to be hosting alongside Mark McAllister on the Plug and Play Tech Center team. He's going to bring a really unique perspective to this new podcast, but since I'm sitting with him right now, I'll let him speak for himself. So, Mark, what would you like our listeners to know about you?
Thanks, Jordan. Awesome to kick this off here. Really excited about the upcoming year and excited to launch this project. So I'm Mark McAllister. I head up ag tech and animal health ventures for Plug and Play Tech Center. I've spent about a year and a half with Plug and Play on the ventures team, and we'll get into in a moment most of what we focus on and how we work with founders across the platform. My background, I'm a farm kid from Kansas. I grew up in Eastern Kansas, and probably the biggest thing I learned is the ability to talk to anybody. Most anyone in the Midwest knows what I'm talking about. For those less familiar, we generally in Kansas are a very welcoming, community-focused state, and I certainly am a result of all of those relationships and individuals. I went to school for business. I was one of the few to kind of leave the farm and go pursue higher ed. I pursued business because I always loved working with early-stage technology. I found that really compelling, really interesting, and I saw that as a key part to both growing our communities, as in the form of economic development, as well as growing our standard of living, you know, the lifeblood of our communities here in the Midwest. So that was my starting point. Obviously, that takes you on a lot of different routes. And I think where I ended up is through a series of professional switches, ended up meeting a few angel investors who really kind of solidified my perspective on which portion of the value chain I wanted to focus on when it comes to, I guess, what we'll generally call entrepreneurship. So following that experience with angel investors, honed my ability to see and understand particular growing markets, see and understand growing products, and I've basically spent the last 3 years of my life studying that craft, and I hope to spend the next several decades doing the same. That kind of leads me to Plug and Play. For further background, I've spent some time in politics. I have some perspectives on the regulatory side of things, working for both the state of Kansas as well as the congressional office. Most of that experience revolves around representing a large body of rural individuals and communicating kind of those needs with the legislative side of things on government. So broad perspectives. I love working with founders. And really excited to present some of our findings, some of our work, and what we get to do at Plug and Play.
I always forget that we're both Kansas kids, except you're a farm Kansas kid and I'm more of a suburban Kansas kid. But I didn't realize that you had experience in politics. That's a cool part of your background that I didn't know before.
I'm sure it'll come up in later episodes. But Jordan, please give us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I've spent the last 6 years in the pet space, starting with a magazine called Pet Food Processing, so a business-to-business or trade magazine dedicated to keeping industry professionals informed about trends, innovations, challenges, all sorts of things when it comes to pet food production, formulation, and food safety. And so really talking to industry professionals and creating content that can help them learn how to optimize their processes and their formulas and just do business better. And that's what led me to BSM Partners. Backing up a little bit, I went to school for journalism. I always knew I wanted to be a writer, and kind of for a similar reason, I think, that you are so excited about working with entrepreneurs and in the M&A space. You know, it's kind of something new every day, and you get to talk to a lot of people. You get to have a lot of really fascinating conversations, and with that, you get to learn about so many things that you might never have gotten exposure to, right?
Couldn't agree more. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about me. I love to read. I love to write. I love to cook. I like to podcast. I have two dogs and two cats, and I love them as well. But I won't get too in the weeds. We'll save some stuff for later in the season.
Let's take a moment here and give everyone a kind of an overview of each of the groups you work with. So I'll share a little bit about Plug and Play, and Jordan can go a little bit more in detail on the work that BSM Partners has been doing over the last few years. On the Plug and Play side, Plug and Play is the world's largest open innovation platform. Open innovation has different definitions with different folks, but I'd love the opportunity to kind of define it as we see it. Open innovation is focused on bringing in small corps and connecting them with large corps. Plug and Play intermediates that process. So on the small corp side, we work with startups. We like to work with early stage startups, typically seed stage to Series A level startups, and we bring them into our ecosystem and we run an accelerator program. We run an accelerator program in 20 different verticals. So think health, supply chain and logistics, insurtech, fintech, and then obviously animal health. And when we say we run a program, we run a 9-month program focused on bringing those startups from a particular level of proficiency to commercialization. That's what we do for startups. The other side of this is attached to each of these accelerator programs are paying corporate partners. So this is where we extract the value of this process. We bring in large corps, corporate partners, attached to each of these 20 verticals that we run a program in. And essentially our pitch is the following. We'll give you a brief overview of the entire market. You tell us what types of technologies you're looking at, what types of technologies you want to integrate into current business lines, where you think you're lacking in innovation or product development, and we'll backfill those needs with our early stage companies. Generally speaking, across the board, we call that open innovation. Now, on top of all of this, for what we do for big corps, what we do for small corps, we also run a large family office of venture investment. So in each of our verticals, we'll selectively invest in a couple of the companies that we look at. We do call ourselves a venture capital firm. More specifically, we're a large family office that invests generalistically across the market. Jordan, tell me a little bit about BSM.
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to say, like, the Plug and Play ecosystem is so, so cool. And we're really excited to bring everybody into it and show everybody just how cool it is. So BSM Partners works, you know, we work pretty closely with Plug and Play, hence this collaboration, hence this new podcast. But BSM Partners is the largest global pet care consulting firm, and we work with pet companies and companies outside of the pet industry of all shapes and sizes. We do everything from formulation to validation to food safety to operations. We're really a full service firm. I definitely did not list all the services that we have. But all that to say, we do a ton of work in the pet industry and we have a ton of experts on staff. And so we get really excited about startup innovation because we have all this experience, right? But what's really cool is when you have, you know, entrepreneurs with really big ideas to disrupt a market and we can kind of hear their stories and figure out how we can support them, how we can kind of help them along the way.
So at Plug and Play, we like to build ecosystems. Obviously, I'm focused on building the animal health ecosystem. And this is a really interesting part of where BSM comes into play. So we predominantly work with corporates, big corps, and small corps. However, there are multiple other stakeholders in the ecosystem, like consultants over at BSM, like individual consultants, individual business owners who are interested or have value to provide either our big corps or our small corps. So what Plug and Play has done in each of our programs is not only build paying corporate partners and a program around each of those, and then bring in startups, we bring in universities. We bring in third parties like BSM. We bring in research institutions, trying to bring this consortium approach together around Plug and Play. This is how we originally met BSM. And this is what sparked the idea of this really interesting podcast we're really excited to share with you. So Jordan, tell us about the podcast. What should we expect?
Just a quick plug. If you want to learn more about the Plug and Play program and the way that they work, obviously you'll get it in the behind the scenes as we release future episodes of Founders in Focus. But we also did an episode on Barking Mad where we sat down with Mark and his team, as well as the founder of Plug and Play himself, and an alumnus of the Plug and Play Topeka program, to learn more about the ins and outs and specifics of how the program works. So definitely go check that out if you're curious. We'll link that in the show notes. Coming back to this podcast, throughout the course of the next several months, we are going to bring you exclusive interviews with real-life founders about their experiences, their challenges, how they pivot based on things that they learn along the way, and, you know, any epiphanies they have, any major realizations that they have. As we are giving you kind of a behind the scenes of the Plug and Play global ecosystem for startup acceleration, we'll be sharing compelling stories from inspiring founders and their ideas to change the world for the better, for us, for our pets, for our livestock, for our businesses, for everyone. And as a part of that, you'll kind of get a behind the scenes of what the venture capital world looks like. So access to expert information about investment, about entrepreneurship in general. So if you have, you know, a big idea, if you have a passion yourself for entrepreneurship, or you've just thought about starting your own business someday, this podcast really serves a variety of needs, and we think you'll find it really interesting. Our plan is to publish episodes monthly at this point, but perhaps there will be opportunities for special episodes here and there. You'll have to stay tuned. And you'll definitely want to stick around through our episodes over this summer, which will cover Plug and Play's June Expo, where ag tech and animal health founders will present their final pitches to an audience of investors, and a winner will be chosen for each cohort. I think personally, I'm most looking forward to watching these founders learn and grow in real time from now through to the June Expo and beyond. But Mark, I really want to know, what are you most excited about for Founders in Focus?
I'm most excited about the opportunity to roll back the curtain and show the internal operations of what we name when we say we build ecosystems. Podcasts are a dime a dozen. Everyone does one. There's tons of information out there. And I think generally our goal at Founders in Focus is not to add noise to an already noisy ecosystem. Our goal is also less to talk at you and more to bring you along our journey. We have the opportunity of working with some of the world's most talented founders, some really interesting people. And I get the opportunity to interact with those founders, interact with these companies on a daily basis. And I think our goal here is to simply take that access and provide it to you all. So let's chat about the first couple of founders we've got coming up. Jordan, who are we talking to?
Yeah, some really, really interesting folks. That's for sure. So we have Barry McDonough. He's an Irishman, a rugby player, a father, and a founder who is super passionate about finding ways to improve the safety of our food and other products. So you'll be learning more about his startup, Himalaya Imaging. We also have Dr. Daphne Pruce and Francesca Gallucci, who are working with Natar to create bio-based taurine. So taurine is an essential nutrient, an essential amino acid in pet food, but it also crops up in a ton of other products that probably not everybody is aware of. I know I wasn't until sitting down with them. So super fascinating conversations around more sustainable sources of key ingredients that we need for all sorts of things. And then the third founder that we're going to speak to is a rock star turned e-commerce veteran. Sebastian Doyle is the founder of Metapups, who is now bringing his experience to the pet supplement market with a unique twist, and you'll hear from him as well in the first episode. Mark, I know that you have spent a lot of time with these founders, and so I was wondering if you wanted to kind of share any interesting conversations that you've had or just some key kind of takeaways since you've been working with them for a few months now.
Absolutely. First, I want to give a quick piece of context. For each of our accelerator programs, typically we'll accelerate anywhere from 10 to 15 companies in animal health and 10 to 15 companies in ag tech. So I typically work with around 30 companies on a pretty active basis over our 9-month program. Obviously, it's difficult to only select 3 out of that group. So we did a couple of things in how we selected here. We wanted both diverse products, diverse backgrounds for founders, specifically founders who can provide a unique perspective on how they originated the concept of the company, how they iterated the concept of the company. And each of the 3 founders we've got here are certainly well within that scope. Based on the conversations I've had with a couple of these, what really stuck out, let's take Barry, for example. He's got this really unique background. He comes from M&A, comes from institutional finance, was brought onto an existing company. That company went through some bumpy patches. He ended up accelerating into the C-suite of that company, helped them revitalize their process and their product roadmap. And then he took a piece of that company, a product of that company, spun it out, and that's the startup he's working on. That's a really unique way for most startups that we work with to begin. And we find Barry's experience really interesting right there. On the side of the tower, we also really like the way the founding team first identified the issue in the market and then created their product. And we find their go-to-market to be really compelling. We find their unique approach to be something worth noting. We're really excited to share it with you guys. Obviously, for Sebastian, we're really excited to share his really unique background. And I've said unique a couple times already, but when you take a listen of what Sebastian's done previous to what he's doing currently, you'll understand what I mean. Sebastian comes from a very diverse background. He's done a lot of different things in a lot of different industries. And for whatever crazy reason, he chose to build a pet food supplement. And we think his background has allowed him to both design a product and then iterate on that product in a really unique way. So we'll share more context on all of this. You'll hear from each of these founders. And this will be our focus for the rest of this season, is to bring our most interesting, most unique companies and let them share what they do and how they do it.
So that is a little about Founders in Focus. And we look forward to having listeners join us monthly as we share conversations with leading innovators transforming ag tech, animal health, and a variety of other industries. If you'd like to get in touch with either myself or Mark, feel free to connect with us on LinkedIn. We've included links to both of our profiles in the show notes for this trailer. Also, be sure to follow and subscribe to Founders in Focus on your favorite leading podcast platforms so you don't miss any of the exciting stories and conversations we have in store down the road. We want to thank you for tuning in and encourage you to take a listen to our first official episode. In the meantime, remember, every breakthrough has a unique beginning, and behind every founder is a story worth hearing. Here's to those who dream, push boundaries, and innovate. We'll see you next time.